That's very sweet. You threatening me is very sweet. Considering the position you're in, I don't think it's a good idea, but perhaps your reasoning is a little clouded from the drugs. I'm not sure yet. Another few moments and it should have worn off completely. Yes, yes, I am the girl from the bar. And you know, I went down there to have a quiet evening. This wasn't planned at all. I was just gonna take a little bit of writing down with me, grab some drinks, some food, listen to the house band, do a little bit of work on my own in my favourite seat, and bam, you came along. You made it hard not to do this. And it was so cute how you thought you were going to fuck me when we got back here. You were so eager. So eager to please, so eager to be the big macho man who takes a girl back to her apartment and fucks her silly. And now look at you. Naked and trussed up on the bed. Poor thing. Oh no. No, I don't think I'll be letting you go for quite some time. You know, I thought I was getting over my fetish. I thought I was getting over my compunction, my need, my want, my really bad criminal desires to rape men. But it would seem that you've awoken them again. Maybe it was the arrogance, maybe it was the cuteness that you thought you were going to do to me whatever you wanted. You didn't even notice the little sachet that I emptied into your drink as you toddled off and got me another one. You didn't notice the funny taste when you took a mouthful. You thought maybe it was just, I don't know, an odd brew. You didn't even fight when I got you up here, undressed you. You were still so sweet. I'm gonna fuck you good. I'm gonna own your cunt. Well, let me tell you something, Sunshine. Right now, I'm going to own your cock. I'm going to ride it, play with it, as long as I damn well please. And, well, there's nothing you can do about it. I know you came up here willingly. But let me ask you, now you're all tied down and trussed up, do you want me to ride your cock? No bitch ever rides me. Well, there's a first for everything. So, just take my clothes off. I have one rule for you. Don't come. I'm gonna make you hard. I'm gonna make you hurt. I'm going to ride you good. I'm going to squeeze you between my pussy lips. My cunt's going to try and milk you dry. But don't come. Why would you come when I've done this to you? Why would you want to come? Why would you want to empty your lovely, thick, creamy spunk in my pussy when I did this to you? Absolutely right. I shouldn't get a fucking drop of your cum. I don't deserve it. I'm a nasty little bitch who trussed you up and drugged you. No, of course you're not. Of course you're not going to give me anything I want. Good. That's the way I like them. And that... I'd be very careful with the restraints that are around your wrists right now. Because the harder you pull, the tighter they become and the harder it pinches. I really wouldn't want your fingers to go numb. At least not yet. So, let me just straddle your thighs. Cute. Trying to throw me off, but see, you see this strip around your waist? It's anchored underneath you. Stops you from pushing your hips up too hard. It means I can do to you whatever I like without you being able to move. Now, just run my hands over your cock. Don't touch it. What, this? Your cock right here that I have in my hands. Don't touch it. Oh, I think I will. I think I'll run my hand up and down it. Squeeze it a little. There. I think I picked the right man. I think I picked the kind of guy who can get off under any circumstances. Even when he doesn't want to, he gets hard. I'm a hot chick. I've got good tits. My pussy's shaved. You saw that when I took my clothes off. You like it? I've seen your eyes drifting to it as I've been talking to you. Now, let me just... I know your thighs are spread a little, and my nails are incredibly sharp, and if I just rake them very hard up the inside of your thigh... Mmm. These nails are beautiful. I've been honing these for a while. And if I do the same across... back across your thigh again, the blood will be even closer to the surface. Now let me just run them down. Oh, such a beautiful red welt. And if I just run my finger across them, oh, look at them raising. The red hackles coming up already. Fuck me. No. No, fuck you. Look at you. Look at your gorgeous inner thigh. Well, there's four lines that way and four lines that way, and they're all starting to come up very nicely. The blood's very close to the surface. In fact, I think that little bit there is just... if I just run my finger over it. Do you see? I made you bleed. Just a little. Oh. You are? You're going to do all those nasty things to me? How the fuck are you going to do that to me when you are held down and fucking stuck, you son of a bitch? You're mine right now. Mine. Do you get it? Fuck you. Now, let me just... oh! I like it when they growl. Pardon? Under what circumstances will I let you go? Well, I tell you what, let's work our way through my kinks, and if you satisfy me well, this will be over a lot quicker than you think it will. So, I don't want you to scream. I don't want you to shout. I don't want you to growl. I don't want to hear anything at all when I run my nails down the inside of your thighs again. Like this. Oh! Oh! Oh, look at the muscles straining. Oh, look at the veins on your arm standing out on your neck. And if I just pump your cock a little. Oh, dear. It made you say something. Oh, did I break your concentration? No, you see, my demands aren't fair. They will never be fair. I will hurt you. And tell you that if you cry out, you'll just make it worse for yourself. The more you cry out, the more you'll stay here, the longer you'll be here, the more I will do to you. If I just... here. Oh, that's it. Bite your lip if you have to. And now, oh, there's a few blood trickles just down the inside of your thighs. See? My pussy's really wet now. If I stand above you and open my folds, do you see how wet I am? This is what gets me off. A little pain, a little restraint, an unwilling man. I'm going to squat down now onto your cock. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, did you say don't? No, please, no. Fuck you. Oh, you see. You think this is a choice. How sweet. Let me just... oh, all the way down in one. Mm. And if I just arch my back, that's it, my hands behind me, my palms against the inside of your thighs and lean. Oh dear, I'm sorry, is that your scratches under my hand? Poor baby. I just start to ride your cock. Oh, that's it, look at you. No, I don't think I'll fucking get off you. I think I'll get off on you. Oh yes, I'm a real crazy bitch. And see, oh, tell me something. Have you ever had a finger up your ass while a girl's been riding you? No? Oh. See, the wonder of these restraints is if I just push, as you push your knees out, the restraints over there reel in and you can't bring them back. So I'm going to turn around and straddle your cock. I'm going to run my hands down the inside of your thighs. Don't scream. Don't do it because I'll just fuck you for longer. Oh, you made a noise. I'm sorry. As I fuck you, I'm going to run my hand down over your balls. Find your asshole. What am I doing? Oh, I'm going to finger your ass while I fuck you. I don't care whether you like it or not. I like it. And I like it dry. No lube. No dipping my finger in my pussy juices. Just the hard, harsh reality of a finger being pushed into your waiting hole. Dry. There we go. Oh, yeah. That's it. Let me just push it in. The more... you see, the more... screams and cries and shouts you make and moans and groans, the longer this is going to carry on. So if you shut the fuck up, maybe we'll get through this a lot quicker. Now, if I squeeze, oh, you see, I can feel your cock twitching, I can feel your balls twitching as they fill with more and more cum. This is getting you off. It shouldn't. Girl half your size raping you, besting you. It wasn't even fucking hard. Normally I have to, well, put all sorts of contingency plans in place. But with you it was easy. I led you like a lamb to the fucking slaughter. Now, I just push my finger in a little more. Oh, the way your ass cheeks clench is lovely. It's so sweet. You wait until we get to the pegging. Just for your first go today. Let me just roll my finger round and round. That's it. There we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me just bounce on your cock a little more. That's it. Rake my nails up the inside of your thighs again. Oh, you see? Your cock gets harder every time I make it hurt a little more. And if I squeeze your balls hard, what does that do? Oh, the begging is beautiful. Please, please, no, please, I'll do anything. That's better. That's much better. Oh, I'm sorry, I just can't resist. But there we go. Oh, no. No, don't be sorry. Be sorry for calling me a psychopathic bitch. Because I kind of am. You see, I like it. My pussy, oh, is so wet. And ready. And, oh, you're not gonna come in me, but I want you to. Do you want to disappoint me? Do you know what happens when I'm disappointed? Pain happens. Bad pain happens. And your time here gets longer and longer. I know you want to go home. But not yet. No, not yet. No one's going to hear you. This building is empty. There's nobody here anymore. It's marked for demolition and it will be demolished in about 3 weeks' time. I own the building. I own it. And if you don't do as you're told, in a few weeks' time you will still fucking be in here. When I know you really want to leave tonight, don't you? Well, if you can behave like a good boy, then maybe that would be possible. But I'm just going to bounce on your cock a little more. No, I don't think I want to look at your face. I like fucking you reverse cowgirl style. It feels good. And I can play with your balls. And is that what you think? Do you think if I turn around that I won't be able to reach your asshole? There are all manner of things that are going to end up in your asshole tonight. Now, let's play with your balls a little harder. Push my finger in a little harder. That's it. Now. Oh. Oh. I'm going to come all over your cock. And I know you're incredibly hard right now. But let me tell you something. If you come in my pussy right now, you're not leaving. You're not leaving tonight. You may be able to leave tomorrow night, but I doubt it. But if you want to leave tonight, then you are not to come in my pussy right now. As I clench your cock and in my pussy, as I play with your balls, finger your asshole, and run my fingertips gently over the very big welts and a little bit of blood on the inside of your thigh where my scratch marks are. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, my pussy's so tight, my cunt just wrapped around your cock. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh. Oh, your cries and your screams really are gorgeous. They just, oh, they make my head, like, oh, I'm so hedonistic. I just, so good. Now, I know your asshole hurts. Let me take my finger out. Let me slide off your cock and turn around. Let me snuggle on your chest. Hi. Was that good for you? Can you go home now? What? Well, no. You came. You see, the problem is sometimes when there's a pain involved and fear, sometimes you come and you don't quite realize that that's what's happening, but you've come everywhere. And if I just slide my fingers into my pussy, like this, look, your cum on my fingers. Open your mouth. You're gonna lick your cum off my fingers. I'm gonna feed it to you as it slides out of my pussy. Open your mouth. Fine, I'll hold your nose. Oh, do you really want to do this with me? There. Oh, there it goes. Let me just drip. There we go. All over the inside of your mouth. Now, you want to breathe, do you? Good for you. Now, let me just take it again. Just all over me. Lick it off. Lick it off. Oh, yes, that thigh is still sore. I'm going to have to get some antiseptic on that in a minute. Maybe some salt water baths for you. But right now, the fact is, you got hard and you came. You were told not to. You were told to keep quiet and you didn't. So I'm afraid. There, let me just kiss you. Thank you for the orgasm. Thank you for making me feel so much better than I did. And I'm going to go and get some rest now. You, I'll be back for later. Okay? Oh no. No, we can discuss this again tomorrow when you've rested. And then we'll see what I want to do to you tomorrow. And then if you can behave through that, then maybe eventually I'll let you go. Until then, sweet dreams, my love.